or atheist, 49%. Clearly, we have a long way to go. But atheists are a lot more numerous, especially among the educated elite, than many realize. This was so even in the 19th century when John Stuart Mill was already able to say,
"The world would be astonished if it knew how great a proportion of its brightest ornaments, of those most distinguished even in popular estimation for wisdom and virtue, are complete sceptics in religion."
This must be even truer today, and indeed I present evidence for it in Chapter 3. The reason so many people don't notice atheists is that many of us are reluctant to come out. My dream is that this book may help people to come out. Exactly as in the case of the gay movement, the more people come out, the easier it will be for others to join them. There may be a critical mass for the initiation of a chain reaction.
American polls suggest that atheists and agnostics far outnumber religious Jews, and even outnumber most other particular religious groups. Unlike Jews, however, who are notoriously one of the most effective political lobbies in the United States, and unlike evangelical Christians, who wield even greater political power, atheists and agnostics are not organized, and therefore exert almost zero influence. Indeed, organizing atheists has been compared to herding cats, because they tend to think independently and will not conform to authority. But a good first step would be to build up a critical mass of those willing to come out, thereby encouraging others to do so. Even if they can't be herded, cats in sufficient numbers can make a lot of noise, and they cannot be ignored.
The word delusion in my title has disquieted some psychiatrists who regard it as a technical term not to be bandied about. Three of them wrote to me to propose a special technical term for religious delusion, relusion. Maybe it'll catch on, but for now I'm going to stick with delusion, and I need to justify my use of it. The Penguin English Dictionary defines a delusion as a false belief or impression. Surprisingly, the illustrative quotation the dictionary gives is from Philip E. Johnson. "Darwinism is the story of humanity's liberation from the delusion that its destiny is controlled by a power higher than itself." Can that be the same Philip E. Johnson who leads the creationist charge against Darwinism in America today? Indeed it is, and the quotation is, as we might expect, taken out of context. I hope the fact that I have stated as much will be noted, since the same courtesy has not been extended to me in numerous creationist quotations of my works, deliberately and misleadingly taken out of context. Whatever Johnson's own meaning, his sentence as it stands is one that I would be happy to endorse. The dictionary supplied with Microsoft Word defines a delusion as a persistent false belief held in the face of strong contradictory evidence, especially as a symptom of psychiatric disorder. The first part captures religious faith perfectly. As to whether it is a symptom of psychiatric disorder, I'm inclined to follow Robert M. Persig, author of Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance. When one person suffers from a delusion, it is called insanity. When many people suffer from a delusion, it is called religion. If this book works as I intend, religious readers who open it will be atheists when they put it down. What presumptuous optimism! Of course, dyed-in-the-wool faith heads are immune to argument, their resistance built up over years of childhood indoctrination, using methods that took centuries to mature, whether by evolution or design. Among the more effective immunological devices is a dire warning to avoid even opening a book like this, which is surely a work of Satan. But I believe there are plenty of open-minded people out there, people whose childhood indoctrination was not too insidious, or for other reasons didn't take, or whose native intelligence is strong enough to overcome it. Such free spirits should need only a little encouragement to break free of the vice of religion altogether. At very least, I hope that nobody who reads this book will be able to say, "I didn't know I could."